This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, I talk with Jessica Blackburn and with A-State alum John Bain. Blackburn is the Director of Foundation and Corporate Engagement at A-State, and Bain is a Senior Accountant with Murphy Oil USA, headquartered in El Dorado, Arkansas. I started the interview by asking Bain about himself.
Sure. My name is John Bain. I'm a native Southern Arkansan. I was not born and raised in Northeast Arkansas, so ASU was a little bit of a strange thing in the sense that I came to ASU before the internet. You had to visit it to understand what ASU is all about, and fell in love with the campus when I got to visit, and actually was hunting for specific degrees when I came to ASU, and was very impressed with not only the graduation rates, but the placement rates. Actually higher than that other little school over in Fayetteville when I came through shopping for degrees, and was quite impressed with faculty and the entire program, and decided this is where I really wanted to make a focus of developing myself.
And when was this?
Oh, goodness. This is this was back in the early to mid-1990s.
Okay.
This was pre A-State EDU and all the good things you can see out there these days.
Right, exactly.
The online promotion. It was the paper catalog and coming to campus.
Those were the good old days, weren't they? Those were the good days.
they were. It was. I was quite impressed with the campus when I got here. I really wasn't sure what I was going to get into.
And how has Arkansas State worked to, you know, it really benefited your life as you've gone along since graduation there in the 90s?
Well, I was really beneficial. I've got degrees out of both business and liberal arts. What my background, I've got a heavy focus in accounting through the business school, but also public administration, which is over in the Department of Political Science in the College of Liberal Arts. And wound up actually going into healthcare finance in a heavily regulated industry, and healthcare in the hospital industries, dealing with a lot of patients. A lot of patients in Arkansas are on Medicare or Medicaid or some form of government payment or co-payment program. And so somebody with a niche with a public administration and accounting background, that was a really great way to get in both into the corporate world, but also see how government functions and how it works or it doesn't work. And that was ASU really helped prepare me for that responsibility and those roles that I had when I first got out of school, and have actually continued to help me through some being able to go back to campus and also trying to give back periodically, and also with either through Craig State or working or interacting with students in both colleges of liberal arts and college of business, trying to understand some of the creative ideas they have, because I'm in a business now where we're constantly evolving, having to constantly change what we do and how we think. The norms that we may have had 5 or 10 years ago, we have to constantly reevaluate. Is that the best way to go forward? And having universities that like to interact back and forth with the private sector as well as the public sector really benefit not only the students, but also benefit those already back in the work world, trying to make sure that we're staying up to date with what the next generation is looking at, the issues that college students are looking at. And they bring a lot of intellect and a lot of ideas, not only the ideas that we can bring to them, but the ideas they can bring to us.
And Jessica Blackburn joining me here in the studios. That's kind of what the whole goal for Created State is about, kind of what he's talking about.
Absolutely. You know, as I've gotten to know Mr. Bain, it has been an absolute pleasure to bring him to campus because, as you've heard, everything that he talked about is exactly what we look forward to showcasing at Created State. We have so many students here that have great ideas and opportunities to be able to put those students in front of our alumni like John Bain, you know, is so important to us, not only for the development of that student, but also for Mr. Bain to come back and see kind of what the students are doing, you know, kind of leaving that behind. So that is, it's just a really neat way to connect the two in ways that I don't think we would be able to do without having Created State.
John, how did you learn about Created State?
Well, one of the many ways I've been involved with campus, I'm on the Alumni Association Board, and we hear a lot of good things that are going on campus. And we it would come up at our board meetings about Create Stage going on. And we would hear from, occasionally we would have some board members that would serve on it, whether they were from Jonesboro or from somewhere else in Arkansas. And it got me interested and got me thinking about it. And when the opportunity arose to participate, I jumped at it and said, yeah, I'd love to find out what some of the issues or some of the ideas that students are trying to develop and focus on, and maybe even challenge some of the ideas or some of the things that I thought were the right thing, maybe weren't the right thing, or maybe there were better things, and to challenge some of the ways I look at things. And I was kind of excited to see what the students had, what they could offer and what they could bring to the table.
And so how long have you been judging and helping with Created State?
Well, this actually, 2018 was my very first one, and was very excited to participate, and was not very hard at all to convince me to come back for the 19 one that's coming up in April. And then on top of that, I've already talked to another ASU alum where I work, who also does some things that I thought would benefit ASU, and I've actually talked to him, and he's going to be joining as a judge for the first year as well. So we're going to hopefully encourage even more from not only Northeast Arkansas, but from all across Arkansas to become judges. And I'm trying to do my best one judge at a time where I am. But, yeah, I'm very impressed with the program, very impressed with what Jessica has been doing, very impressed with the entire creativity program that ASU has developed to bring these students to us, because we did not have this type of program when I was a student. And it's something that I really wish we had had at the time. I think it's actually helping a lot of students going forward.
And which kind of leads to the next question is, how do you think it would have benefited you as a student if you would have had something like Created State?
Well, we pitch ideas in the business workplace on a regular basis when we see something that we can develop and refine. And these type of venues actually help students prepare themselves when they go out into the real world, whether it be being a salesperson one-on-one with a client, or they may be in a large corporate culture where there's something that's culturally been the norm for years, but they see a better way to do something, and they've got to be able to pitch it and pitch it effectively. This type of venue is something that can help develop those students so they can be better and more effective, and in turn, it's going to help them move up in the organization.
Jessica, what would you like to add on that?
I mean, what else is there to add? I mean, he definitely hits the nail on the head whenever it is an opportunity for these students to develop in ways that they may not necessarily get to develop in the classroom. You know, Created State is something that we want all of our students to be well prepared when they go into the workforce in order to pitch their ideas and, you know, really be able to sell an idea or, you know, showcase themselves in the best way. And Created State is definitely the way that these students can kind of get that foot in front of maybe some of the others to, you know, really be able to show their ideas.
Jessica Blackburn and also John Bain joins me here. It's part of the Created State podcast here on KASU. So, Jessica, I know that you have John and others who are judging. What do they bring to the table to be able to help Created State, kind of making it better, if you don't mind?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things, the idea behind getting these outside judges in for Created State is kind of a way to put some of our partners in positions that may be, you know, a student is looking towards going in a certain way. Like, we try to align degrees and those in different industries with one another so that the students really understand maybe what they should expect when they get into those fields. And then, you know, the flip side of that is we're allowing these industry partners to see the students that they might be hiring. And so it's just kind of a unique opportunity for all of us to, again, align those people together and make sure that we're putting the students in front in the best way possible.
So what was kind of your takeaway, John, last year after you got through with Created State and that, you know, you said you're coming back this year. There's no question about that. Kind of tell us what your thought was after, you know, after it was over and you got a chance to kind of think about your role in this and Created State as a whole.
Well, one thing it did was it challenged some of the things I thought about how we should approach certain things in business. There was a very good process with Dr. Hill from the Sales Leadership Center, that I was a judge for, and it not only put the students to the test, it actually put the judges to the test. It made us be better in what we do. And it tried to raise the bar and everything. But then there were other judgings where at the same time, I knew parts. I was very versed and very familiar with certain parts of the judging. And there were other ones where I had to learn myself, and I had to kind of bring myself along in the sense I needed to try to understand the point of view of the presenter, but also understand how I could help them and how they actually in turn would help me. So what I learned was that as much as we're here to judge, we're also here to learn. And I think that's a fair statement from a lot of the other judges, because a lot of us would talk separately after some of these judging panels and say not only how impressed we were with some of the students who were eager to come and present their points and present their findings, but also how much it was requiring us to step up our learning and our understanding to meet them on certain levels. So it was a give and take. It wasn't just a one-sided type situation. ASU is proven to me they've got a lot of exceptional students, and it's really helped a lot of students refine themselves. And that was something that in turn helped us refine ourselves as judges, because a lot of us, we work in our certain fields, and then all of a sudden we're going to explore some ideas related to our industry that we may never have thought about in a serious way, and we've got a student who's done that deep dive. And so sometimes we're following along with them, learning with them at the same time as everyone else.
So tell us, John, kind of your role. Obviously, you were in judging. You were judging different presentations that students were giving in that regard. So kind of tell us a little bit about that. And can you give us an example of what a student did that you were like, wow, this is just outstanding what they did, if you don't mind, please?
Well, coming back to the sales leadership program they have over at the College of Business did not exist when I was a student there. It was much more of a basic conceptual, more book-driven, more classroom-driven, and not as much practical-driven when it comes to the Sales Leadership Center. We had some sales pitches where I started out not even necessarily being that interested in the product. By the time we completed the discussion, I was actually ready to buy the product, and I could completely see how some of these young students could wind up being some top sales performers out there in their marketing field. It's a learning experience. It's something that we can learn from and also help them understand where they may have some issues that they need to work on, but we also helps us because it tells me where I need to work on for my own self. So again, I just come back to this is it's a two-way relationship. We try to help the students get better at what they're doing as they prepare to enter the private sector or the public sector, but also we're learning just as much from them.
Jessica?
Well, I think last year was interesting because it was the first year that we had the Wood Sales Leadership students a part of Create at State. And so Dr. Hill brought this new, different way of approaching, you know, these presentations. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening, and, you know, as I watched the judges' faces kind of like look at me like, oh, my goodness, I had no idea I was going to have to get on stage too. It was really interesting because, you know, the students are sitting right across from one another. They're sitting at a desk. And it's almost like it was a meeting. And so, you know, Mr. Bain was behind the desk in the chair as if he's the one that's, you know, making those decisions on whether or not they are going to, you know, take that product from that student. And so what was so interesting, again, was to see the faces of the judges like, oh, my goodness, I'm like participating. Like, I'm not just sitting here, sitting back, you know, judging the student based on what they're saying and, you know, their verbal cues, their nonverbal cues. I'm actually participating, and you know, I'm having to decide. And I think one of the items that they were selling was a mop. You know, I'm having to decide if I'm going to buy this mop or not. And I am sure that what Mr. Bain was alluding to is the fact that he would have bought multiple mops that day from some of those students.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, because I don't think I've ever gotten as effective sales pitch as I've gotten that day. And this is sales pitches that we get in the real, you know, outside of the mop or the widget or whatever it was. We get real life, that are much more analytical, that are much more monotone in sense when they're pitched, but the enthusiasm and the way that Dr. Hill and others over at the College of Business are teaching these students, I see a lot of them being very successful going forward.
Sound like it was kind of A-State's version of Shark Tank in a way, kind of, you know.
It might be a close version of that. I don't know where the inspiration came from with Jessica and the whole team that they had. I don't, you know, she may be able to elaborate on that, but it was something I'd never seen before.
Yeah, so after the very first year that I started working with Emily Devereaux over in the research office on Create at State and bringing in these external judges, one of the things, you know, we had this sales pitch competition. And, you know, I think, well, at the time, it wasn't a sales pitch, I'm sorry, it was the business plan competition.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized, you know, it was a 3-hour-long competition, and, you know, these students were getting up there, and they were really, you know, pitching their business plan. And one of the comments that the judges made the first year was like, wow, this was just like Shark Tank. We need to fill up this room. We need to get more people in here because this is exciting. These business plans that these students are putting out are real. And we need to, you know, who knows, there might be an angel investor in the crowd. So when Emily and I went back and we were kind of evaluating how we can kind of grow and expand just that aspect of it and get more students from the Neil Griffin College of Business involved, was we just said, oh, what about our sales students? Because they're doing great things. And, you know, what Dr. Hill has done over in the Wood Sales Center is absolutely phenomenal. So it really just, it was a meeting of the minds, I guess some people say. And we just asked Dr. Hill, hey, how can we get your students involved? And it was actually perfect because these students do go to competitions. And so Dr. Hill modeled the competition after some of the competitions that the students do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of a practice for them for the future, but then also, you know, kind of a capstone experience because many of the students that were involved in the sales pitch competition, you know, they were seniors. And so this was kind of their last pitch effort.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so I know you're excited about this year's Create at State, which is going to be April the 15th through the 17th. Tell us about that. I know you're really excited about this coming up. It's coming up fast, too.
It is coming up so fast. And, you know, I was just looking at the calendar this morning, and I'm looking at the number of judges that we have coming in. I'm so excited, and I'm so grateful for Mr. Bain because he is just helping me. And he's like, oh, have you thought about this person? Have you thought about this person? And, you know, it's just a unique opportunity to look at who some of our alums are and get them re-engaged with the university. And, you know, it's like Mr. Bain said, it's a unique opportunity for them to come back and see. And, you know, some of the judges that we've had, they haven't been back on campus in 5 or 10 years. And if you haven't been back on campus in 5 or 10 years, please contact me because you would be amazed at the growth at Arkansas State University and the students that we have here. And, you know, it's just a special time. And, you know, coming back for Create at State is definitely an opportunity that I think that anyone would appreciate. And we have judges, you know, of all ages. We even have some young alums coming back this year that were participants, past participants in Create at State. And so they're really excited to kind of sit on the other end of that judging spectrum and, you know, just to really, you know, engage with those students. And I think, you know, part of the best advice to those students is, you know, you've already made it. You're here.
Sure.
You're involved in this. You know, this is a big step out of a comfort zone for a lot of these students. But what's so nice is seeing the passion behind their work. You know, they've worked really hard for this moment. And, you know, we're just affording them those opportunities to, you know, pitch it in front of, you know, our best and brightest alums like Mr. Bain.
Jessica Blackburn is a director of foundation and corporate engagement at Arkansas State University. And John Bain is a senior accountant with Murphy Oil USA and also is one of the judges for Create at State. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Create at State podcast at the Create at State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. And please tell others about the Create at State podcast. Leave us a review. We would love to hear from you. I'm Jonathan Reeves for KASU.